Hi, not too bad.
Good. Brendan, you played so well in that second quarter. Being unable to maintain the pressure on the scoreboard, do you think it's a physical thing, experience, or mental thing?
I think it's a combination of both. I think mature teams can maintain it for four quarters. That's learned over time. I thought they jumped us obviously in the first, and it was five goals in their advantage in the first and the same in the third. But our second quarter was really strong, and our last quarter we didn't give up. But yeah, there's inconsistencies, but the longer we play together, the more they're in those games against quality teams, the more we'll grow.
There's never delight in a loss, but compared with the other matches this season, were you heartened by the way the players, you know, went for the ball, the hardness and competitiveness?
Yeah, well, I think the clearances and the centre square bounce numbers were quite reasonable against a quality midfield with some strong bodies. So we know we've got a lot of youngsters rolling through there, but that held pretty strong. I really liked our defensive efforts in the second quarter, but we need to be stronger in the contest, definitely, for four quarters, and we weren't. And particularly in the first and third, we weren't strong enough in the contest. They scored a lot from their centre-forward turnovers, so there was a combination of things there that went on. One, we weren't strong enough in the contest in that space, and also some decision-making and kicking coming out of the back half needed to improve. So they kicked a lot of goals from their centre-forward turnovers when they come back at us. So that's an area we must grow in.
I thought Ed Curnow was pretty much the architect in that second quarter. A really solid game, well, better than solid, actually. He was really good for tackles and 26 touches.
He's given his heart, Ed Curnow, this year. He's been one of our more consistent players, and he's a leader. He played on Bryce for a fair portion of it, and Bryce's been a terrific contributor for our club, and now this year for Adelaide. And I think he limited him in and around stoppages. I'm not sure what Bryce's stoppage numbers were.
Won a game this season. How are the players holding up mentally? They seem to be playing very strong football.
Yeah, well, you can see that they're trying extremely hard. There'd be issues if we're just totally giving up the fight. But we've made, and it's my duty as coach to make sure the morale and vibe is strong around the footy club, so we keep looking for those small wins. But the leaders are doing a lot in that space. They're learning every game. And provided they're doing that, they feel positive when coming to work, and that's really important.
I think you had nine players with less than 50 games experience tonight. There was a period, I think, in that second leg, Harry Mackay kicked a couple of quick ones, Paddy Dow kicked one. How happy were you with some of those young players and how they performed tonight?
I'll always start by saying we're not happy that we lose the game. And our players are really, really frustrated when we don't win, as our coaches. But when you can look through the cloud and the emotion of the loss, Paddy Dow kicks his first goal today and you can see the smiles. There's lots of little signs, and I used in the presser before the game when we left Melbourne, Zach Fisher's an example of this. Last year, he was probably getting 10 or 12 touches, and you could just see the little signs. And now he's become a real consistent footballer. Now, we can see that. Sometimes even we get clouded by looking for those signs when you're emotional about losing, because we just don't want to lose. But the signs are there with a lot of the youngsters. And you've obviously picked it up.
Is it too simplistic to judge this team on wins and losses? Like, do you judge them on other areas during the week or during games?
I don't want to get into a mode where our players think or accept that not winning is okay. We're really clear about that. Losing games isn't okay. We've got to learn what high performance is. However, we know there's a couple of dynamics in and around our footy club at the moment, which I don't need to repeat. Everyone's clear about. And when those dynamics are at play, we need to keep finding the wins and the growth within games. And the second quarter is an example. The centre square bounce differential, clearances, our fight in the last. They're all things you've got to look for. But don't ever blur that as from the outside that our footy club accepts losing. We don't.
Is there a clear message for your supporters?
Yeah, it doesn't change. This will pay us back. It's hard to see it. It hurts while we're in it. But there is blue skies ahead. And the supporters have been with us from day one of this journey that we called it. They can understand it. Fish is an example. Cripps is leadership. We'd love to have Murph out there, by the way, but it's a great chance for Cripps to grow. Sam Doherty, an ACL day one. But you know what? He's attacked that and helped our club even though he's been injured, and that will pay him back. He'll be a smarter player. Dow playing midfield minutes in his first year, as Lockie O'Brien is. All this is an investment. But our supporters need to understand that we'll challenge heavily the first and the third quarters, and we've got some growth in how we're coming out of defence, and we need to win the contest more than what we do on a more consistent basis. When we do, we go okay.
Brandon, how are you feeling personally with the team at Owen?
I churn after losses. I'm human. I feel for our supporters. I feel for our coaches and players that they can't get that positive vibe just yet from a win. And I hurt in and around that because I'm human like anyone else. No doubt about that. But I love going to the Carlton Football Club every day. I'm indebted to the Carlton Footy Club for giving me an opportunity to coach, point one. Our players are trying really hard, and I get positivity because of the want they have to grow and learn. There's some dynamics that are making that difficult at the moment. I'm not going to keep repeating them every week. People know what they are. But I love going to work because our leaders want to drive the club. Our youngsters are trying really hard. And it's a place that I enjoy going to. So that brings you out of the cloud of the loss after a day or two.
It's an impressive career
forge through adversity is something that happens. Strength gets forged through adversity. Resilience. It's really important. It's not my biggest learning. It's the biggest thing that I'm applying right now is to understand that my persona, the way I carry myself in terms of attitude, voice tone, expression, rubs off on everyone at the footy club. And I've got a duty to nurture these guys, particularly the young guys that are inexperienced. And I need to make sure that's in check and I don't just get blurred and totally angry just over losses and just have on it. Just, I've got to turn up with that vibe. I care about it. It's probably why I'm a bit passionate and stuck for words on it. Because I care about the character of our players because they're strong and how they're feeling.
It looks like Jack Wettering had a good game with the VFL. That's pleasing. Where do you go from there with him?
I have to have a look at the tape because obviously I haven't watched the game, but when we drafted Wieters, he was as good an interceptor of the ball as anyone in that year in junior footy. He's in his third year and playing key post, which is really difficult. He's had an injury of late. But I heard today he had a ridiculous amount of intercept ball. So I'm really pleased for him because that's what he's got that's special. And we've always got to play to our strengths.
I heard that Kasimov has taken the hospital, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so now, yeah. I just found that out late at the end. So some concerns in and around his ribs. So his welfare is paramount now and I hope he's okay.
When did that happen?
It'd be the dying seconds of the game, I think, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. Dying seconds, late. Yeah, really late, I think.
You know how it happened?
No, I didn't see the contest, no.
Any other injuries? Reports that Mike McClellan might have as a bit of a...
Yeah, I think he came off corked, yeah, the back end, so we'll see how he pulls up.
A bit of a quad, was it? Or?
I'm not sure where the cork was, but that's where you usually get most of them when they slow you right up. Yeah.
So who would be pushing for a spot if spots open up?
I've got to go and look at the tape of the VFL, of course. Wiedering, Lang, Kerr, Silvani, I'd have to have a look at that group. I'd hate to lock something away publicly now, but obviously Charlie Curnow and Marchbank were out of tonight as well, who should be pretty close.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll send you that.